Welcome to our Sales Plan Kickstart Q&A call. This is Joyce Lehman, and I have Brendan Filbert, my partner in crime at SalesWorks, on the phone. We had such a great turnout on the webinar, and a lot of questions came through during the webinar and afterwards that we wanted to have a call to make sure that we did follow up after the fact, and then let you know about a great new program that we have coming up. So I'm glad that you're on the call, and if for any reason we get through, and I've got 9 different questions that we're going to run through, if for any reason something didn't get answered, be sure and send us an email at bfilbert@salesworks.com so we can make sure and get that follow-up for you. So let's get started. Brendan, are you there?
I am here and ready.
Awesome. Well, I think the easiest way is to do this is I'm just going to go run through the questions and then let you fill in the answers for our webinar attendees. So the first question was that it seems pretty overwhelming to do all of what's outlined in the sales planning. So if I can only do one thing, what should that be?
You know, and that's a question that comes up so often, whether it be in webinars. It's a great question. There's a lot that falls into putting together your sales plan. So if you can only do one thing, what I would really emphasize is the piece that we first spoke of in the webinar where we talked about your mindset, establishing what your goals are, and clarity around what you're doing. If there's nothing else that you can do throughout this entire process, just clarity around who you want to work with this year, what does your business look like, because then at least your subconscious mind is going to be guiding you to take those right steps to get you where you need to go. Of course, we would love for you to be able to incorporate more of your time. I mean, typically 10 to 20% is kind of the minimum if you're going to have a rainmaker role in your organization. We'd like to see you devote at least that percentage of your time to business development activities. And then with that, the sales planning is critical. So if you're limited on where you spend your time, you need to make sure that it is in the right place with the right people doing the right things.
Awesome. All right, question number 2. I network a lot, and it seems to produce mixed results. In a sales plan, you talk about networking. Well, how do I know where and how much networking to do for my business?
Another great question. So the response to the first was talking about spending your time with the right people doing the right things. Networking is a prime example of how you can network pretty much from morning till night and hang out with a lot of people that will never, ever lead you to business. So the first thing that you really have to be clear about, and this goes back to that first question about what do you do first, clarity around who your market is and knowing who your decision makers and key influencers are and ideal prospects. It makes so much more sense to hang out in a group that is made up primarily of your bear and your deer than hanging out with mostly rabbits and spiders hoping that they're going to introduce you to great opportunities, because as we talked about during the webinar, it just doesn't happen in real life.
Well, here's another question that came in on networking, so I'm going to go ahead and add this one in there. They said, I'm not comfortable with networking, so I realize what I have to do, what places or how do I find the places that you're talking about going to? Are there any resources for my particular area?
You know, what I recommend you do as far as networking is go talk to your clients. Ask them where they work, where they network, and they're going to be your best guide. Not to mention, if they introduce you to these associations, you already have someone who is helping you build credibility before you get there. And most of your ramp-up time to productive networking has to do with how long it takes you to build credibility and a good reputation. So those are things that you can do to help shorten that curve to get to where you are productive and getting business out of it in the shortest possible time, because that's what, you know, it's about doing business with people that you really want to work with with the shortest possible sales cycle? It's a great question.
Yes, it is. All right, the next question, we're going to pivot a little bit and get into social media. So social media is something I really don't understand, and I'm not quite sure where to start. You have it in the plan. How much time do I spend here and doing what and which one? I'm a little overwhelmed.
Okay, and that's a pretty big topic. So I'm going to hit it at the high points. Just know that the webinar offering that we are putting together, we dive deep into social media because social media is a necessity for doing business development today. If you're not doing it, trust me, your competition will be. And your clients and best prospects are going to be finding them before they find you if you're not participating. Now, with that being said, it's a really big topic. It's kind of like I'm starting to sell. Who do I call first? So what you really need to start with is recognize that social media, from a prospecting point of view, you have kind of the big three. You've got LinkedIn, you've got Twitter, and you've got Facebook. And I will tell you that LinkedIn has done such an amazing job with what they've done for search engine rankings that normally if somebody Googles and does a Google search, which that's still one of your best search engines, if they do a search on a topic and your name happens to be associated with it, LinkedIn is probably going to be in the first page, if not the first ranking that shows up on that page. So I recommend you start there first, just based on the fact it's already built and it's easier to understand. Now, with that being said, LinkedIn is a lot like developing. It's a lot more than developing your brand because it's actually your personal brand, and it's how you represent and engage with prospects and other professionals. So what you have to really be clear on is that LinkedIn, it's not a website. You don't want to write it as a website, and it's not a resume. It's a place where someone can go and learn about you. So think about your profile as being very dynamic, and it has to engage and let people recognize who you are as a person, and then that's how you function on LinkedIn. Now, Facebook and Twitter are all great tools for social media, but as far as where to start, LinkedIn is the big one, especially with a lot of the folks that are participating in our call today. So that's my recommendation, but know that, again, that's a very deep subject that we are going to be diving into at length. We just don't have time today. Otherwise, our 30-minute call would last 3 hours.
Well, Brendan, I know I'm a huge proponent of social media, and you are too. So I'm curious, how much time do you actually devote to using social media for prospecting daily?
Well, Joyce, you know, and I'd love your perspective on this because I know that you've been very successful with actually using Twitter for your business development and your prospecting activity. I probably spend about 2 to 4 hours a week on LinkedIn, but understand LinkedIn has replaced my entire cold calling effort. So it's accomplishing something a little bit different for me with my prospecting. But I know I've got clients who are successful with spending an hour a week. I've got others that spend 10 hours a week. But I'm kind of right in the middle. I'm right there with the 2 to 4 hours a week focusing on LinkedIn. And then I probably spend another hour on Facebook that's tied to what I'm doing on connecting with clients and, you know, enhancing those personal relationships also. And then, of course, And I don't exactly know what the platforms are called as far as where you do all of your scheduling all at once. Hootsuite is my friend. Best time management tool, I probably spend another 2 hours a week using that tool for scheduling. So now I'll turn it right back around to you, Joyce. Now tell me about what you do. Let's share with the group because I know it's been very dynamic for you also.
Absolutely, it has. I make sure that daily, and sometimes I am using the scheduling tool, but I also want to be out tweeting and posting, particularly tweeting live with some of the connections that are out there. And what I found is typically in the morning, making sure that I've got about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, and I will jump out on LinkedIn and get my post out for the day and look and see who's, you know, who's viewed me, what they're posting, and also the folks in my network. I will jump over to Twitter, and then Facebook, not necessarily. I may catch it morning or night, because LinkedIn and Twitter, to me, are the best tools that I have found so far. But it's really just about managing. I have nothing that comes to my phone that drives me nuts, and I know that, you know, with schedules it can be crazy, and I just don't want that overwhelming anybody. I hear that from a lot of people. So to me, it's about the same time frame you're doing, only I try to chunk it down. And if I'm full of meetings that day, it may be the end of the day. So I also don't kick myself when I don't see it. But those connections are certainly out there to be made.
Absolutely.
All right. And then diving into, so this is a question that came across, and it actually fits in with the white paper that was the bonus piece that we offered. And I just want to point out, if for any reason that you did not get the white paper that Brendan had created, then you need to make sure that you opt in for that, because that's a companion piece to the webinar. And the question, this question actually goes to what we were talking about in social media, but also public speaking. So you talk about public speaking. I have never done anything like that before. How do I start?
You know, and we did talk about it quite a bit in the white paper, and it is a big component of what we're doing with the webinar series. Public speaking, you have got to be out there where your prospects are looking for knowledge. Now, public speaking, there's a lot of different ways that you look at it. It's not just presenting at trade shows and in you know, the associations that are made up of your prospects. It's also providing them information that is of value to them in just improving their current situation. So public speaking, there's a big part of it that is, it's the presentation component, it's providing information that's of value, it's having a YouTube channel and leveraging video so that people can hear from you about how you're smart and how you understand their business and how you're going to bring them solutions. The other component to it, though, that I think a lot of people, and this goes right back to social media, it's SlideShare and YouTube are dynamic prospecting tools, and most companies have not figured out what to do with them yet. So you actually have an opportunity where you can kind of be first at the end of at the top of the funnel, where the opportunities are searching and looking for answers to questions. And by you getting there before your competition is, you have the opportunity to drive a wedge between who they're currently working with and getting them to you. But if they don't understand your perspective and understand where you're going to bring them value, they're not going to reach out and engage. So that's why we talk about building and developing content. And you didn't know you were going to be sitting in on a marketing seminar, but the lines are blurring between marketing and sales more and more every day. And you have to be able to write. And if you can't write, you need to hire somebody that can do it for you. You need to be working with people who are helping you create content. You need to be at the forefront with pushing your subject matter expertise out and being known as an expert in your field, because people are looking for experts. So public speaking, social media, it all ties into becoming the expert. And that's a big part of what you do with the sales planning component. It's what are your topics, what are the areas of expertise that you bring to the table, how can you provide that knowledge in a way that makes somebody recognize just what a difference you can make in their business. And that's a big part of sales.
Terrific. All right. One of the things that came up, too, is client profiles. And it says, I have several verticals, so I'm a little confused on the client profile exercise. When I'm looking at my bear or rabbits or whatever those animals are, how do I pick just one, or do I pick just one?
You know, that's a great question that I probably address just about every live open workshop that I have. You know, when you're serving a lot of different verticals, what you have to recognize is that, again, as we talked about in the webinar, the more specific you can be with your description, the better your chances are of getting in front of that actual person that fits that profile, even down to naming names of these are the companies that I want to do business with. And these are my decision makers and key influencers. So the challenge of what you have is many of you, I am hoping, are not just dependent upon one vertical to be the majority of your business. And I understand that if, you know, you're selling medical equipment, you're still probably only going to work with a primary doctor's group. But what you really want to think about is the more you can diversify your mix, as in if you look at manufacturers, you may have this group that you may say, okay, so I've got manufacturers, I've got distributors, I've got wholesalers. You've got to kind of get your verticals. And then what you're going to do is you're going to pick a company in each vertical that's going to become your bear. So, for instance, we work with banking, we work with insurance, and we work with professional service firms. So I will have three different bear examples that I bring out based on who my audience is and where I'm networking. So if I'm networking in a trade organization that's made up primarily of legal professionals, my bear example is going to be our larger law firm that we worked with that was a great client and engaged us and had some phenomenal results. And if I'm networking with construction companies, I'm going to be describing my bear is a construction group and here's what they look like and here's the problems that they're experiencing. Same thing with banking or finance. I've worked with all those different industries and I've really thought about who I want to work with and I'm very intentional about it, so I'm able to relate the descriptors of what makes a great prospect for me that evolved based on what group I'm in and what business I'm currently chasing. Because I also find, you know, for instance, we work a lot with employee benefits and property and casualty insurance professionals. And there are times of the year where they just go completely radio silent. And I recognize that it's because of demands of their sales process. But I also don't want to be left with a completely dry pipeline. So I know that there's certain months of the year that I'm not going to have that profile as one that I'm really pursuing right now because the prospects just aren't available. They're not looking for anything other than doing business right now that's dealing with their clients. So I have to be aware of that, and I plan around it. And that's when I'm going to be bringing out financial service firms or banks or law firms because, again, I'm looking to make sure that I'm helping my center of influence relationships help me. But that's a very good question.
Well, great. Okay, here's another question. What is covered in the four sessions that didn't get covered in the overview webinar?
You know, that's a lot like asking the question about, tell me about which social media platform, where do we start? There's so much information. We want to make sure that the information we provide in the webinar is going to be of benefit, that people can take and apply it. And a lot of what adults struggle with when they learn is assuming that everybody learns the same stuff at the same pace. So in the webinar, the introductory webinar, we designed it to give you a sampling of the information that's going to be covered. Now, what's covered in depth, we are going to take each one of these components and then drill down. And then as we drill down, there's going to be question and answer. There's going to be particular examples of clients who have gone through that exact same process and how they applied it. Because people learn through situations. They learn through stories. They don't learn through, you know, a checklist that says, here are the top five things you do when you're building your 30-second commercial. So we also work with you on putting together your script of what's going to work for you. You're going to have a lot of scripts. You're going to have a lot of templates. You're going to have a lot of forms to fill out. And most importantly, we're going to give you the accountability. And that is something that I think a lot of us struggle with, is knowing what to do and then not making the time to do it because life intrudes. So a significant part of what we're covering in the webinar is more in depth of what we talked about in that intro session, and you're also going to see the information in the white paper covered at length. But most importantly, it's the process of forcing you to sit down and think about what you're doing and doing it, and then knowing that you have to be on a call a week later and you have to bring the results back. There's just something powerful when you add accountability to the mix. And that's the significant part of what you get out of the webinar. It's the accountability to not only know it, but to do it.
Well, and I think you just answered the next question, which was how in-depth are the sessions? And I will tell you from the feedback I've seen from clients that have gone through our other workshops, they tend to have that deer in the headlight look. So I know there's a lot. Is there anything else that you want to add?
You know what's interesting, and I'll give you an example here. We have a client that has been, he's been absolutely phenomenal to work with. He's a legal professional. And the example that he gave after going through one of our webinars is he talked about how, you know, as a legal professional, he's tied to the billable hour, and he knows that he has to do business development, but he's not quite sure what to do, when to do it, how much to do it. So consequently, the 400 hours a year that he spends in business development prior to, you know, working with us, he spent a lot of it floundering around. And by going through the planning process and understanding where his time was best spent, the actions that he needed to take, and then the structure around doing it, because he's an attorney. He went to Harvard. You know, he never took marketing. They don't teach you how to market at Harvard Law School for some reason. I don't know why, but they don't. So he came out of it just not really clear. And the end result of going through the workshops and understanding the process, he went from being on the watch list in the firm as far as his business development results to being one of their leading rainmakers. And it didn't happen overnight, but he's now confident with his approach, what he's doing, when he's doing it, and most importantly, he's doing it. So when we talk about what happens in these webinars, there's just so much of it that is based on what your needs are, where your needs are at right now, and we're here to help you get them fulfilled.
Well, and this final question that I have ties right into that, and it's actually a past client that said, I've done another course, and I'm taking the next step with the webinar. So my question is, will there be any follow-up to this particular webinar series? What else can I do to help me stay in the process?
You know, we're going to keep you. We like our clients, and once you engage in the SalesWorks process, we will keep you engaged. We have, you know, we're not a traditional box solution that this is what we do for every single person, because you all have different needs. So we're flexible. We have a lot of different offerings that will engage with you where you need to be, how you need to be, and then we'll provide you with the support that you need. So ongoing support, yes, we have it for you.
Fantastic. Well, we have gotten through the end of the question, so I want to make sure that everybody is aware that our Power Prospecting Boot Camp, which is the follow-up to the free webinar, starts on February 20th, and it is 4 weeks in a row. So it's February 20th, the 27th, March 6th, and March 13th. It runs from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning, Central Standard Time. The great thing about the webinar is if you can't make it live on that particular module, obviously there's going to be a recording available and the workbook that's coming out, and then just being able to connect with others that are going on in the process. We actually have an early bird registration, which is $179, and that ends tomorrow on the 30th. So if you want to take advantage of that great rate, then get on the website and get registered for that right away. And if you go to salesworks.com, then you'll be able to go in and click on the image, and it'll take you right to the Power Prospecting Boot Camp. Now, Brendan, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up this call?
You know, I think we've covered a lot of ground. I do want to just let everyone know that we are available. This is not a process that we expect you to go through and figure everything out, because the majority of our clients are not creative. So we are available. Reach out. Ask us questions. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know where you're at in your business, because this is about relationships, and we want to understand you, what you're looking for, and how we can help you get there. So we just encourage the opportunity to develop a relationship with you through the webinar, through any of our other offerings. we look forward to helping you get what you want, because, you know, if you to get what you want, you must help others get what they want. So we wish you good selling. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.